G'day, my name's Bevan Sinclair. I'm a one of the operations guys out of Wellington for Intergen. Going to talk to you today about how to extend Operations Manager out to the cloud and how Microsoft are working on adding services and enabling us as IT pros to take our on-premise Operations Manager systems and not only extend them out into the cloud, but monitor services as well. I'm going to look at how we're going to, how Microsoft are using System Center Advisor to give you a different view of your Operations Manager managed environment, how they're using services like GSM to monitor your endpoints from out in the cloud, and also the new features and management packs and some of the new management packs that are coming through to help you manage those services as well. So the main thing I'm going to talk about today is how to get a better operational view of your environment through using System Center Advisor and other services. So some of the focus points that the Operations Manager team have been working on over the last year or so is how do we deliver an extended experience for your Operations Manager without reinventing the wheel? So how do we, because implementing a new Operations Manager or any monitoring solution takes a lot of time, there's a lot of budget involved, you have to do a lot of planning, how does it integrate with your third-party solutions, you have to do a lot of tuning and creation of management packs and development process goes into it. So you don't want to have to do that every single year as your monitoring solution moves through time. So, but your IT systems that you monitor, such as your cloud-based services, they evolve at a reasonably fast pace. So when we start talking about the hybrid cloud, your platforms as a service, your infrastructure as a service, and those sorts of cloud-based services, they're changing all the time and they're adding features. As we saw in a lot of the talks over the last few days with the amount of services that Azure have added over the last 6 months, it's quite phenomenal. So our monitoring solutions have to keep pace with that. So how do we do that? So the Operations Manager team have been working on trying to create what are called attached services. So Global Service Monitor came out last year, and it's gives you the ability to extend your Operations Manager web monitoring out to the Azure data centers. So you can create monitoring endpoints for your web services, whether they be for public-facing endpoints, and you can load Visual Studio web tests and other such things against them to give you that extended capability to monitor those endpoints without having to deploy new infrastructure. Advisor's following in the same pattern as well. It's giving us a way to view our data center without having to deploy new infrastructure on-premise. It's an extensible system as well, so they're going to be continuing to add features to it, just like Azure and Office 365 and those sorts of services. But it won't mean that we have to increase their investment on the on-premise infrastructure. And they're also including things like management packs for Office 365 and the Azure services and new dashboarding features to allow you to bring a lot of that information back to your on-premise Operations Manager system. So let's have a look at Advisor. So what is System Center Advisor? Has anyone here used the previous version of Advisor? One? Yep. Anyone signed up for the preview? No? Okay. So I'll give you a little bit of history. Version 1 of Advisor was essentially a web-based platform that you had a series of agents which you would deploy on your on-premise Windows servers. It would gather information, much like an Operations Manager agent, and it would collect certain specific things about your Windows servers, your Exchange, your SQL, Link, and a couple of other particular software applications as well. And it would forward that information through a small gateway up to a cloud-based service. And It would then take that information and compare it against a known repository of knowledge base articles, best practice configuration, hot fixes that weren't publicly released through the update service, and a series of other things. And that was great. But the biggest problem with it is that it was separate. It was another monitoring system that you would have to keep on top of. So unless you'd integrated it into your day-to-day monitoring or your day-to-day process of what's going on in my environment, you quite often missed that information. So it was hard to integrate. Another thing was that it used Silverlight on the console, and so it meant that it restricted how you could consume that data as well. I mean, it meant I could only see it on my, full IE experience. I couldn't consume it on a tablet that perhaps didn't have the ability to view Silverlight content. So it was great, but it had a few flaws in it. So the new System Center Advisor service that's been released is fully integrated with Operations Manager. The Operations Manager team have worked really hard on delivering a service that will integrate really well with Operations Manager. They looked at what we had out there and they thought, how can we use information that we already have and services that we already have to give a better view of the IT Pro's data centres and environments that they manage. So what they did is they looked at, Operations Manager is generally out there. People utilise it. Let's leverage the agents that are already being deployed. Let's use Azure because we've got lots of it. It's extensible. We can load lots of data into it. And let's build a nice modern UI that's responsive, easily portable across multiple devices, and so on and so forth. So the three things that Advisor delivers now is they made the basis of it around log analytics. So what they do is they collect a lot of machine data, a lot of performance information and event information, and wrap it into an Azure storage blob. And they also put on top of that a search engine. So you can slice and dice that data, you can create searches and queries, what have you, that will allow you to manipulate that data and give you more useful information about what's going on in your environment. They also added on the ability to create what's called intelligence packs. Now, intelligence packs are components that plug into the Advisor service that there is a gallery of them. You can pick and choose which ones you want, and they add functionality to the service that's already there. So capacity planning, update assessments, malware protection status, configuration assessments, and there's more as well coming. In the pipe at the moment, there's a security log analysis tool as well, and a weblog one for IIS servers. And across all of this, they wanted to make it quick. I mean, if you have a series of things to find out, you don't want to sit there and wait for a report to run, or you don't want to click go and then sit there and watch the screen for half an hour while it collates the stuff in the background. They want it to be quick. So that was the main goal of System Center Advisor, was to be fast. So I'll do a quick demo here on how to implement Advisor. So implementing Advisor, as I said already, it requires Operations Manager to be on-premise. All you need to do is you go to the preview.systemcenteradvisor.com website and click on the Try Now button. Now, for new users, there are a couple of prerequisites. You need a Microsoft account, so Live ID or any of those sorts of Microsoft accounts, or an organization account like a onmicrosoft.com account. And you simply, if you've got an on-Microsoft account, then you click the Grant Access button. Otherwise, you just continue on. For Operations Manager, you've got to have the latest CU applied to your environment. You've got to have CU 6 for System Center 2012 SP1, and then you have to download the System Center Advisor connector as well. For System Center 2012 R2, all you need is the latest, which is U3. So once you've got those installed, all you need to do is go to the Operations Manager console. Once you've installed the management pack, once you've installed the update, there's a new feature under the administration pane called Advisor. Now, normally that would just say configure Advisor, but I've already used this environment once, so it says reconfigure, but it is exactly the same experience, so we'll just click on that. And this takes you to the sign-in page, so it's currently negotiating with the Advisor service in the background to grab the credentials. And it's going to do not play all. Right. I have another one I prepared earlier. So you simply sign in with your credentials. And it asks you for a name for your advisor account. Now, what we're doing here is we're naming the blob in which the, not exactly, but we are giving a title to the blob that we're going to be storing this information on. Now, I could click on this drop-down box and select one of the ones that I've already created for other Operations Manager instances, or I can simply create a new one. Now, what that means is that you can separate different blobs of different environments from each other. So if for some reason you have a dev test environment or a several different tenants that you manage with your Operations Manager server, then you can separate that data out so that you can just manage the specific data from that Operations Manager instance in one single account. For this particular one, I'll create a new one, click Next, and then click Update. I won't actually do it there because I've already configured this for a different account, but that's it. What happens then when I click Update is it reaches out to the advisor service in the cloud, grabs a certificate, they negotiate an SSL connection, and they start creating the Azure storage blob in the background and basically setting up the pipe to start loading that data. The next thing we need to do is we add a list of computers that we're going to upload the data for by clicking on Add a Computer or Group. Now, I could select a specific computer there and add them in explicitly. Or I can use a group, which of course would give you a bit more control as to, or a little bit automated, more automated control as to what is going in there. So you could create a group that is dynamic membership, say all Windows servers, and then add that group into Advisor. And as Windows servers are built and managed by your Operations Manager instance, they would also start collecting data for Advisor and start sending that data up there without you having to play around with it. So once we've set up Advisor, let's quickly jump across and see what it looks like in the console. So here it gives me the choice as to which of the two accounts that I've got which I want to look at. If I had set up a new one, that would be automatically listed there as well. And then when I clicked on that and drilled into it, it would give me the option to use the previous version of Advisor or the new preview. I recommend the preview because that'll give you a lot more information. So what we see here is what you would see if your all of the intelligence packs have been configured and are collecting data and doing all that sort of thing. For a brand new system, what you would see would be a simple configuration assessment with a pane that says it's collecting information about your servers and a log management which says you need to start configure the logs that you want to start collecting information on. Off to the right there is a button about intelligence packs, which you can add different intelligence packs like the capacity planning pack, the system update assessment, malware assessment. You can add those into the view as well. There's a search data explorer, so you can start trawling across all this data that you're hoovering up. And also your daily data usage, so that shows you on a day-to-day basis how much information is being uploaded to the advisor service, which can be useful if you're trying to track down exactly what's going on there. There's also the feedback button down here, which I'll discuss later, which is it's fantastic what they've got going on behind there. But what I'll quickly do is jump into the log management. So when you first configure an environment, like I said, it tells you that you need to start configuring the logs. Now, I've already pre-configured a whole lot in here, and all you do in here is tell it which event logs that you want to start collecting events from. So say the system log. Great. I've actually got that in the list already, as you can see there. System, application, operations manager. So you can pick any of the Windows event logs that you have on any of your systems, install it, and it will start collecting the information from those logs and stuff it into the storage blob. So the very first question that probably pops into your mind is, say there's one particular Hyper-V management log that I want, but I don't know what the name is exactly. You can figure it out quite simply by simply going into the event viewer, finding the log that you want to start collecting information from, and let's pick that one. Right click on it. Now that one's got no events in it, but it doesn't matter. Click the properties, and there's the full name there. Now those names are all unique, so you simply copy that, go back to the web page, paste it in. And you can see that it actually, or the text-sensitive search box already knows about that particular log. So someone else has already done that, and it's now filled that information out. So then I just add that as an event log that I want to start collecting, which type of events, and click save, and I'm done. So what will happen then is an updated list of management packs will get passed down to your operations manager server. The operations manager server will make an update to the list in the management pack, which will then go out to your endpoints, and they'll start collecting that information. It'll be fed back up the chain to the advisor service. Right. So that's all well and good, but I bet you the first thing you're probably thinking is, so how does it work? And also, not only that, but how do I know that my data is secure? And what about, you know, the data is being stored in Azure, but how does it get there? And how can we ensure that no one else is having a look at it? So as I said before, the operations manager agents collect the data, forward that onto the operations manager server, which then collates it into a packet, and it fires it across a secure SSL connection up to their system center advisor service in the Azure web space. The System Center Advisor Service is managed by a set of authorized personnel within the operations team, so it's a small subset of administrators. Each of the events and all of the performance data and what have you that is collected by your agents and sent up to advisors is then stored in the Azure storage blob, and that is Azure Secure Authentication Service to communicate between the Azure service and the storage blob. And then when you view the portal across your browser, that's an HTTPS, it's an SSL encrypted connection to the portal. And the it's secured using your org account or your live ID, like I talked about earlier. So that's the service itself. So let's see it do some action for us. So the first thing we can get it to do, like I said before, it's based on log analytics. This is where most of the information is driven out of. So we'll start with searching for some events. So if we click on the search button here, we can see the pre-canned queries. There's a series there. Under each of the headings that you collect information on, each of the intelligence packs that you've added into System Center Advisor, and you can start searching by just simply clicking on one of those queries, and it will return a whole lot of information. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to do an event search. So if I just type equals, you can actually see there it automatically, the query engine tells you straight away that there's an undefined field type. So it's sensitive in the same way that PowerShell is to things that you're mistyping or perhaps you're misspelling, like type. And there we go. So what that has done is it's telling me over the last 7 days I've collected 4.8 million events and it's stored them into an Azure blob. So it gives me the number of results there. The data is based on the last 7 days. If you have a look up in the top right-hand corner here, this is the control as to the length of time that we're searching across, and that always defaults to 7 days. But you can change that to any particular range that you like. It's got a couple of buttons there that are used the most commonly, and custom, of course, meaning you can expand that out to months if you so desire. The other thing that it gives you here is a search history. So it shows you what the commands that you've been typing in after you've pressed enter each time, which is quite useful if you type a command, narrow it down, and then go, oh, hang on, that's not what I want. I want to go back, and you can just look and click at the previous command that you just typed in. You can also drill down into the results over time over on this side. So if I click on this particular field here, I can start drilling down by simply just clicking on that particular facet to drill down into a particular frame of time. So every time I click on the bars, it drills down a further section of time. So that's every second, which is probably a little bit granular for me. Also down here, there's a list of what are called facets. Now, the facets are all of the different data points within your list that you can start searching across. So, for instance, these are all events. So I could scroll down here and say event log and also event ID. And what that does is it populates two boxes over on this side, which then shows me the count of the top five items within those facets. So for event log, it shows me that the WMI activity log has 2 million events, and the system log's got 106,000. And they're also sensitive as well, meaning that I can click on it, and it adds it to my query above, meaning I can refine my query by simply clicking on facets. It means that you can, without having to type the query that you're thinking of as you're trying to find something or as you're looking for something within it, you can narrow it down by simply clicking on things that are listed in the facets. So just to give you a quick example of searching through the events, say I wanted to find out when the last time that my servers rebooted within my environment. Now, I don't know what the event ID is off the top of my head, so I just look for the word shutdown. I'm pretty sure the word shutdown's in there somewhere. And there we go. I can narrow that down from about 4.8 million events down to 1,600. Now, I'm pretty sure my servers haven't rebooted 1,600 times in the last 7 days, so I can have a look inside one of these particular events here. And lo and behold, it says that this one here is talking about an application pool timeout. So the word shutdown is coming from an application pool ID. So I don't particularly care about that. So I know that that particular event can be filtered out. So I can click on that, add a not, and that filters my events. It removes all of those particular events. I also know that it's probably not going to be in the task scheduler event log or the application. It's going to be system, so I can click on the system, and it, there we go. So we're down to 17 now. So that means there were 17 events. So I can drill down into this particular event and have a look, and lo and behold, there's an event that says that it's initiated the shutdown for that particular computer. So that's telling me when it shut down. So I know that the source is a user 32, so I can click on that to refine my search a little bit more. And I also know that the event ID is a 1074, and I can click on that, and it adds it to my query as well. So there we go, we've got 13 events over the last 7 days. And that's all well and good, but what else can I do with it? Well, I can start to utilize that data in the same way that you do using PowerShell. If I measure it, do a pipe to measure, I can then see which computers rebooted over the last 7 days. And it looks like one of my load balancers has been rebooting quite frequently. So I know that something's been happening in the environment, and I can start drilling down into that a bit further and find out what's going on. Now, you may look at this particular line of query and say, that looks familiar. It looks like PowerShell. And that's because it's all based on the same verbs and the same actions that PowerShell uses. So measure, count, all the pipe commands. Essentially, it's breaking it down into the same way. I want to collect a series of results and do something with them. But what it does add is it adds the ability to view them on the console as well. So I could also add say, for instance, I wanted to see over the last few days So on which day were those servers rebooting? So that can help me narrow down, okay, it's not only a particular server, but it was on a particular day. So that was happened to be yesterday, a whole lot of, 6 of the servers rebooted. So I can start drilling down to that. So what it's showing you is that you can slice and dice this information and start really drilling into what's going on inside your event logs. It means that you don't have to write custom scripts to collect event log information, and you don't have to collect the events manually and try and stuff them into a spreadsheet and then search across them and do all sorts of other funny things. The advisor service will do all that for you. The other sorts of information that it collects, I mean, I can show you, if we do a search for every single data point and then pipe that through to the same sort of command. So give me a measure of every single data point that you hold, and give me the type, account by type. And then what we can see there is those are the different types of events and the types of data that it's collecting. You can see performance information, configuration information, update, protection status, all sorts of things. So let's have a quick look at performance. So what you can see there is it gives you the counters that it's been collecting over the last 7 days for this particular object, which is the available megabytes of memory on one of my nodes on my cluster. And then I can scroll down further, and it'll give me every single counter. Now, that sort of information, whilst fantastic and granular, isn't really, you know, it isn't really telling me anything right this second. So I could simply refine that by either using the facets down the side here and say, counter name. So maybe the processor. So the counter is going to be the processor time. Now, it's giving me every single individual processor across that particular, all those servers. Now, I happen to know that there is one that's called underscore total. So I could refine that by using the instance name. And that gives me the total CPU for those two nodes across the last 7 days. And I can also use the measure command to give me an average of that. Display. So that gives me an average of those. Now, those numbers aren't that high because my cluster's not doing a hell of a lot, but you could, if you had a whole raft of servers in your environment, you could quickly, by saving that particular query, you can use that to get an idea of what's going on in your environment up to date. Like I said, there are a whole raft of queries on the front page of this particular the search that will tell you how to, that can give you those queries pretty quickly. Now, down the right-hand side there is a feedback button. I was talking about this before. Oh, sorry, actually, one more thing. Down here, you can actually export all of this to a CSV. So say you want to know a whole lot of information about either performance or events or whatever's going on in your environment. You do a query, get that data, great. You can export that to a CSV, import that to Excel, and do more work with it, create Power Pivot charts or do whatever you want with it. Now, that particular feature was driven by this feedback forum. So what they've got is they've implemented a feedback system as part of System Center Advisor. So as you find features that you really like, or if you find a bug, or if you think of some use for Advisor that you think this would be great if it could do this, you can propose that on their feedback site. So one of the things was, I want to be able to export this into Excel and do some pivot charts with it. And that particular idea was picked up by the operations manager team and turned around and implemented into Advisor itself. So us as IT pros, we can influence the way the service is going by feeding back to the operations manager team how we're using it and what we think the best use for that service is. So that's the event log searching. What I'm going to talk to you about now is the intelligence packs. Now, some of the intelligence packs, or more specifically, one of them has a requirement or a prerequisite. The capacity planning prereqs are that you have Virtual Machine Manager integrated with the Operations Manager, including the analysis services. Now, if any of you have already done this with Operations Manager, you'll know that you get reporting and dashboards and what have you that provide some of this forward planning or capacity planning in a report format. Well, this leverages that data. So it's another way of taking something that you're already doing and presenting it in a different window. The system update assessment and the malware assessment require, at their base, they just need the Windows operating system, because all they're going to do is query the operating system and say, give me your updates and have you got any software installed? And if you do, then start, you know, it'll query that and give status for that, a status information for that. So let's have a look at the capacity planning management pack. So if I click on the capacity planning management pack, the first thing it gives me is what's going to happen with my environment over the next however many days. It gives you the ability to look at what's going on in your environment now and a projection for the future. So it means that if we need some sort of information about how our environment's growing on a day-to-day basis, and we can hand that information to our business owners and also our IT budget controllers who frequently ask for this sort of information, we can just give them access to this particular console, which will give them a better idea of what's going on in the environment from a capacity planning point of view. So if we need to spin up a new dev environment on-premise in our private cloud, or if we need a series of development environments because of a series of projects, we can have a look at this and say, well, we know that our current capacity is X amount of servers, and that will, if we add another 10, we're going to run out of space pretty quickly. And also a projection as to when will we run out of space based on current consumption. And that goes further into the compute side as well. So if we drill down into the compute side, we can start seeing information there on what are our current utilization statistics, how many cores do we have, and what are being used by the hosts themselves, and the same with the memory as well. How many cores per VM are being utilized. So it's all this sort of granular information that is easy to access, easy to report on, because it's in a dashboard that's easy to access. The projection tool on the cores and the memory as well. So that gives you those key performance indicators, a projection on those. And how much time do I have before I have to start ordering more servers or putting more RAM into the servers that I already own to make sure that my private cloud can continue to support the environments that they run. And also another interesting graph that it shows here is the efficiency. So with a lot of environments, especially when you're deploying small or on a by project manner virtual machine environment, so we need 3 SQL servers for this new project that's coming up. Quite often what will happen is these servers will sit fallow for a while, they won't be used, or they'll be used in bursts. We can get an idea of which servers we can reclaim, or how many are running well, and what the efficiency is, so that instead of having to go out and purchase new hardware because the number of VMs deployed in our environment is trending upwards, we can start reclaiming those servers to reduce the amount of virtual machines being used in our environment. So that means that our hardware purchasing is a bit more accurate as to when we actually need it. They also provide the same on the direct attached storage, so you can see there what sort of performance am I getting on my direct attached storage? What's my utilization on my nodes and my servers, in my private cloud? And again, what's my projection? How long before I run out of disk? So all of these sorts of all this information helps you make better informed decisions as to exactly how to project into the future when you're going to need more resources or order more servers for your private cloud. And again, you can view all this sort of stuff in Excel. So there's a View All in Excel button here. So if I click on that, it exports all of that information into Excel. And if I felt the need, I could create a new pivot chart just based on the information. Sorry, that one there. I could export it into Excel and create a power pivot chart on exactly how, you know, the latency versus free space. Sorry, I've clicked on the wrong data there. So it's exported out the exactly wrong thing that I wanted to show there. So just to give you an idea, though, that you can take all of the data that it's collecting, bring it out into Excel, cut it up, slice it up, and present it in a different manner to perhaps your managers or whoever needs to have that information. So just a couple of other things here. You can see there's a scope button up here. If we click on that, we can start refining this particular intelligence pack by a cluster or a host group within VMM. So it means that if I want to project not necessarily across my whole environment, but just on particular host groups for specific private clouds, I can do that. And I can also change that date as well there for the range. One of the other things I wanted to show, actually, I just remembered it. When you're in the event log searcher, if you want to know any of the information about how do I search this, because, of course, no one knows every single command, especially not not me, for all of PowerShell or all of this, if you click on the question mark button down the bottom right-hand corner here next to the feedback, it takes you off to an article which gives you the full syntax for every single command that's currently available, which means that's all close at hand. So if you need to figure out how to search for something, that information's right there. So the other intelligence packs that are available here are System Update Assessment. And again, this follows in the same sort of manner as all of the other intelligence packs. They gather large amounts of machine data, and specifically in this case, it's about the updates that are on your servers, and presents it to you in a more readable format. And it's up to date by the hour as well. So that means that you can quickly get an idea of what's going on in your environment. How many servers in my environment are missing security updates? How many servers haven't been updated in the last 30 days or 120 days? Not only that, which of the updates are most prevalent missing environment in my environment? And what types of updates are missing? And you can also drill down into this, and this takes you through to the data searching engine, and this will show you the list. So, for in that case, I just clicked on one of the particular updates, and it gives you a text-sensitive search, so that if I see a particular KB article, I can click on that, and that takes me straight across to the KB article on the Microsoft website as well. The third intelligence pack that I wanted to show you today is the malware assessment. This is the one that plugs into the Windows operating system, and also if you have anti-malware software, it'll query that. And that gives you an idea of what's going on in your environment from a virus or malware point of view. So if there are any active threats that have been detected by the software, it'll report them here. So it can give you an up-to-date picture on what's going on inside your environment. And the protection status, how many of my servers have antivirus and how many don't. So that's all well and good. This sort of information in an easy-to-consume manner is fantastic. But how do I tie this sort of information that's out there in the cloud back to my on-premise operations manager environment? Well, there's a couple of ways we can do that. So with the release of UR2 for Operations Manager 2012, they released a whole lot of dashboard improvements, more specifically a whole lot of different dashboard types that you could then plug into and create better dashboards with your operations manager environment. So I'm going to quickly demo one of them for you. This one is called the web PowerShell view. So what it's doing is it can use PowerShell to do a web GET request and drag information from an IIS source, some sort of web source, and present it within the Operations Manager console. So for instance, if you think about it, what's the first thing you do when you see an alert in Operations Manager that perhaps you haven't seen before? Does anyone know? What's the first thing you do? Well, you Google it. You'd click on it, get the information, and bing it. Yeah, you'd bing it. So wouldn't it be great if we could automate that? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a simple dashboard just to show off two of the different types or two of the different ways you can implement a dashboard to bing it. So the first thing I need is I need something to search. So I'm going to collect all the alerts. So I'm going to create a widget based on just the alerts for my Windows servers. Sorry, Windows. All Windows computers. Just give me the critical and the warnings and the new ones. I don't really care about the closed ones. So that's just a simple list of alerts, current alerts in my environment. What I do then is I can create a what's called a PowerShell web browser widget, and we'll call it Bingit. And here's some PowerShell I prepared earlier. Now this, I won't describe or go through every single line that's in there because that would just be a little bit too tiresome. Essentially that code is freely available. I've got some links later in the slide deck if you want to grab it, it's in there. All it's doing is essentially taking the context out of something that you've clicked on, creating an object within PowerShell, and then using SCOM PowerShell commands to get information about that object that you've clicked on. So it could be a computer, it could be an alert, it could be any object within Operations Manager. So you can use standard Operations Manager commands within the PowerShell widget. But this particular one uses the PowerShell get command to go and grab a set of web content. So what we do here is I can then click on a particular alert, so where it failed to access the Windows event log, and it automatically goes and searches for that for me within my Operations Manager console. So it just means that it's one less step when you're triaging something that's going on in your environment, one less thing that you have to open up a browser, go to, I mean, most people's default to some sort of search engine, and then search for whatever it is you're looking for. You can do that with the same console. Now, I know this one's a little bit compressed, and you can make those bigger, of course. You can customize the dashboards however you like. It's only because I'm just demoing this particular one that it looks a bit squashed. So in the same fashion, say I wanted to search another website. I can take that same PowerShell script, open up a web browser, go to the website that I want to search on. In this case, I'm going to use Microsoft.com and search for a word, say test. So there's my search query from that particular website. Now, this is not going to work as easily as this for every single website, of course, but this one happens to work quite nicely, so that's why I'm using that one. But you, again, because it's PowerShell, you can mix and match the variables however you like and use alert information and build structured queries to send off to the internet and return those results for you. So in this case, I'm just using the string that I had in the browser minus the word test. And we get the same thing happening there. So now, not only is it searching Bing, it's also searching Microsoft.com. Now, that can also be used for an internal knowledge base or an internal website where, say you have a lot of information that you store as a team. You could just hook that into your dashboard as well. So we have the same thing with Advisor. So you can create dashboards that take the state information or event search information from an object that you click on. and return that data back to your console. So you can set up dashboards that your engineers and that your IT pros can get leverage the information that's out there in Advisor as well as your internal systems. So I can start searching on events using by simply clicking on one of the objects in the top pane. So that makes it quite useful to be able to return information back to your dashboard. One of the other management packs that I spoke about earlier was the Office 365 management pack. This is configured in the same way. So in the same way that Global Service Monitor and Advisor are being given to you as attached services, they can plug into your Operations Manager console with very little configuration. The Office 365 management pack does it exactly the same way. So it simply adds a particular pane in your administration console where you can add specific subscriptions, Office 365 subscriptions that you are monitoring. And that will use the credentials that you put in there to go and query that particular subscription and give you an idea of what's going on inside that particular subscription. So as we can see, there are a whole series of active incidents for this particular Office 365 subscription. And if I drill down into those, I can see full alert context as to exactly what was going on in that Office 365 subscription for that particular incident. Now, that information is coming from the service console out on the internet. So instead of you, if you get a query, or before you even get a query, if you notice that the state of your Office 365 subscription has changed from a green to an amber, or a, dare we say it, red, then you can investigate without having to leave your Operations Manager console. It's that single pane of glass view that onto the world that allows you to triage things a lot quicker. So that's about it. That's System Center Advisor, and that's how Microsoft are trying to use attached services to drag that information from your cloud-based services back into your administration console for Operations Manager. If you've got any further questions, feel free to ask. I've set some links inside the deck, so if you download it off the Channel 9 website, you can look those up, and that gives you all the information about the Advisor. It's free to participate, so if you want to have a look at it, the only thing you need on premise is Operations Manager, which you can also download for a 180-day free trial and chuck it into a test environment and see what sort of data you can get out of it and what sort of queries you can build yourself. And there's some extra management packs there as well for the Azure and Office 365, which will help. So there's further resources here, and don't forget to fill in your evals. And that's it. Thanks very much.